And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, December the 2nd, 2010. It's the birthday of George Saunders, born in Amarillo, Texas, 1958, author of Civil War Land in Bad Decline, Pastoralia, Persuasion Nation, writer for The New Yorker. He grew up on the south side of Chicago, and he went off to a mining school and studied geophysical engineering, although he had always wanted to be a writer, and even though he admired the writer Thomas Wolfe. He said, "I liked him because he was epic and brokenhearted and sloppy and emotional and in love with the world, and wrote sentence after sentence beginning with the word oh, as in, oh, Brooklyn, harbinger of cruel autumn. I loved his big-heartedness and the way, apparently, he had just taken his life and made a huge book out of it." George Saunders graduated from college, went to Asia to work in oil fields. He held a string of jobs in places like wastewater plants and military installations, which he said sort of tempered his sentimental streak. And he started writing. He said, "Any claim I might make to originality in my fiction is really just the result of this odd background, basically just me working inefficiently with flawed tools in a mode I don't have sufficient background to really understand, like if you put a welder to designing dresses." He said he has a dislike for literary language that's too consciously literary or purple or overly rich or full of cornball metaphors. "I like lean prose," he said, "stuff that just does what it's supposed to do and gets out of there." George Saunders, who teaches creative writing at Syracuse, in his most recent book, a collection of essays, The Brain Dead Megaphone, in which he wrote, "The generalizing writer is like the passionate drunk stumbling into your house, mumbling, 'I know I'm not being clear exactly, but don't you kind of feel what I'm feeling?'" And it's the birthday of the novelist Ann Patchett, born in Los Angeles, 1963. She had a big success when she was still an undergraduate in college. She had her first short story in the Paris Review, but then had to get a job waiting tables at TGI Fridays in Nashville, where she said, "I had to come to terms with the fact that I was just like everybody else, a girl with a dream and a plate of hot fajitas." Her first novel was The Patron Saint of Liars, 1992, and it was her fourth novel, Bel Canto, that was a huge success, sold over 1 million copies in 2001. Here's a poem by Joseph Stroud, Manna. "Everywhere, everywhere, snow sifting down, a world becoming white, no more sounds, no longer possible to find the heart of the day. The sun is gone, the sky is nowhere. And of all I wanted in life, so be it, whatever it is that brought me here, chance, fortune, whatever blessing each flake of snow is the hint of, I am grateful. I bear witness, I hold out my arms, palms up. I know it is impossible to hold for long what we love of the world. But look at me. Is it foolish, shameful, arrogant to say this? See how the snow drifts down. Look how happy I am." Manna, a poem by Joseph Stroud, from Homage, Summer, Winter, Shea Creek, in his book Of This World, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org, and by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.